Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. And joining me in the studio is Doug Osborne, here to talk about a number of leadership development programs that the Sitka Community Hospital and UAS are offering in partnership. Welcome to Morning Edition, Doug.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right. Well, the first one is coming up on Tuesday.
Yes.
Can you talk a bit about that?
Yeah, it's called Leadership Feedback. We did it two times in December, and each time it gets a little bit better because we get the feedback from the participants. So this is the third one, and it's on Tuesday from 1 to 4 at UAS, and it's a complimentary training, and it's called Leadership Feedback because the theory is a lot of times leaders work and live in a vacuum and they don't get a lot of input. And so this program, which was developed by this company called CRM Learning, they interviewed dozens of employees and they got good anonymous feedback about what works and what doesn't. And so they developed this program around these six skills and kind of following these two different leaders and how they handle these situations. And it's very relevant. It's very practical tools that you can start using right away, whether you're a supervisor, a manager, or a leader. And all of us take leadership in different forms at different times. So it's a good training. It's open to everybody, and it's going to be on Tuesday.
Okay, what's the time frame?
It'll be from 1 p.m. to 4 in room 229 up at UAS, a great place for trainings like this.
Okay, hands-on and interactive?
Yeah, it's hands-on and interactive. There's a packet that you get. All the materials are supplied. And a lot of it is there's some self-reflection pieces, and you kind of see their model and see how you might fit in. And you do some work in small groups and some discussion. And so it's a variety of things. We see an educational video that they provide. So it's a lot of different variety. So the 3 hours goes pretty quick.
So who might this be relevant for? For whom might this be relevant?
I think it really is very, very wide and broad because all of us take leadership at some point, whether in our home or in our workplace or in our community. And so I think that this is a program that will have pretty broad application. I think for supervisors in particular, and if you're leading up some kind of a small group, that this would be a particularly good training.
So this is Sitka Community Hospital in partnership with UAS. Tell us a bit about that partnership.
Well, last year, we did the strategic plan at the hospital, and one of the things that came up was to do more training around management, supervision, and leadership. And so Rob Allen, our CEO, kind of started us down this path. And so we've created a series of activities to help support our managers at the hospital. And there's probably around 20-25, but also opening it up. And so UAS is providing this wonderful space and a lot of technical support so that we can open this up. And so the following week, we have a trainer who's coming down. Instead of just having it be for our organization, how about have it be for all of Sitka? And so that's what we're trying to do, is if we're doing it, to make it as open as possible and just to partner with as many people as want to come. And in the previous classes, we had people from the Fine Arts Camp and from SAFE and from Centers for Community and from SEARCH and from the city. And so we had kind of a neat mix, and I expect that at this class on Tuesday, that we'll have people from different parts of Sitka who come together. So it's kind of a neat networking opportunity and hear about the same challenges and opportunities that other people have. But that's where it kind of started. And UAS, like I said, just has this excellent training area, and you know, they're set up for adult learning, so it's a good dynamic.
Then coming up later in the month, there's another set of trainings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the 27th, Rebecca Savita, she's the director of human resources at 4-Acre, which works all over the state. She's going to come down, and her class is called Leadership and Management Fundamentals Every Supervisor Should Know. So she's going to do... Yeah, it's a great title, and she's going to be doing a day on Wednesday. It goes from 9 till 4:30, and then she'll do a repeat performance the next day. So you'd sign up for one or the other. Sign up for the Wednesday class or sign up for the Thursday class. And to sign up for that, you would call 4-Acre and sign up for them. That's 907-743-1200. But there is a fee for that. They have kind of a member's rate and a general rate. And so you would pay a fee. But the hospital is flying her down and doing all of those expenses. So it's training that's hands-on, that's quality, that you can have right in your own backyard.
Now, the Tuesday class, that's the partnership mm-hmm. with UAS and mm-hmm. Sitka Community Hospital. Mm-hmm. Is there any registration necessary for that?
You could call me at the hospital. I'll put you on the list. It's not a fee. It's a complimentary training. So 747-0373. So just call ahead of time so we can set up the room accordingly. But we're in the big lecture hall, so we can take a lot of people. We have 18 right now, and we can take up to 60. So there's no shortage.
Call. Come on out.
Exactly.
So for you, you're helping organize these trainings and you've been taking these trainings. And what are some of the most interesting takeaways for you that you've had recently?
Well, just what an important topic this is. It came up in our strategic plan, but the things that have been takeaways is just that it's important. I think it's important for Sitka. And one of the things I was thinking about is how great it is to have somebody like Rob Allen as our CEO and the difference that makes, and having somebody who's from Sitka and who likes Sitka and wants to stay in Sitka. And I think that the more we do to grow and develop leaders, the better off we'll be as a community. And when you look at the trainings like this leadership feedback, they're all skills that we can learn. So each time you pick up one different thing. So one of the things, one of the modules they talked about, leaders praise in public and criticize in private, or leaders lead by example, or these are all skills that you can do. Leaders own failure and share success. And these are all things that people can learn and that we can learn from each other. So I'm just excited to see this happening in town. I really like the idea of adult learning. And that's the other big part of leadership. Everybody has different theories and there's different things at different times. But one thing that's a pretty much for sure is that leaders are learners. Leaders are adult learners who crave information, and they read the books and they listen to the seminars and they go to the classes and they just keep taking in information and keep improving. And this is an important topic.
Well, how have you been applying what you've been learning?
Well, I think it's funny. Each time you kind of walk away with just one or two tools, each different class. And so I think that one of the things that I have been thinking about is leadership as influence. And one of the examples they use is Gandhi, that everybody can recognize. He was one of the biggest characters of the 20th century. And they say leadership is about influence. It's not about a title or a position, but it's about influence. And so here's Gandhi, who all of his possessions could fit in a backpack. He had no political title, no political appointment, and yet he had tremendous influence because he had a vision of his country being free and transitioning to this new era. And so I think that's part of it, is just trying to have a vision and share a vision. That's one of the things lately that I've been thinking about. But it's interesting. It's a big topic, and there's a lot to learn. But the things I've learned lately is just to be a constant learner and to develop a vision and share that.
And sharing a vision, it can be tricky. There are lots of different ways you could go about sharing your vision.
Yeah. And so, you know, the Gandhi example, his vision was a free India, and he worked and devoted his life to that and was very successful. But it's interesting to read the feedback, how different people get different things at the same training. So a training, and I'm sure in both of these trainings, there's going to be lots of different tools. And one person will be very applicable for their situation, and then somebody else, another tool will be applicable for them. So they had one section about how do you handle failure and how do leaders handle failure for themselves and then when it's somebody that they're working with, and about how you can learn from it, and you kind of use the past as a school, not a club, and how you handle that with people that are working with you and give some tools and examples. And so I like it because it's hands-on and it's very applicable to life. And so one of the things that we're looking to do on an ongoing basis, we have these trainings and we have an online one that we're giving out complimentary to people who come to these. It's called Leaders of Character. And so they can do it that way as well. But we're doing these sort of trainings in person, online. And then on February 11th, what we're looking at doing is starting a leaders lunch group to meet at the hospital from noon to one. And the trainings are great, and you can get some inspiration and an idea or two in a training, but an ongoing piece to that may be to get together with a group of people that are learning and doing these things together. And so we'll start doing that in the hospital in their classroom. We've reserved the classroom for noon to one to have these lunches, and it'll be open again to the community, and we can get together and share stories and learn from each other. So I'm excited about that too.
Well, you mentioned that, you know, for you, one of your biggest takeaways is that learning never stops as a leader. Mm-hmm. And so it seems that maybe even if you've taken a leadership seminar before, what you took away then might be different from what you take away now,
right?
Because we are constantly evolving, right? So it might be useful to just keep taking these.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring something new home each time.
Exactly. Have the notebook out and just keep writing and taking notes and learning. There was a guy named Jim Rohn. He said, leaders are readers. And his point was that they just keep reading books. And I think that books are great and they're important, but the hands-on stuff is great too. So leaders are learners, and this is a great way. And it's been neat because there have been some people that I've seen who've come to these, and they're going to all of them, and you can just tell they have this passion for improving their skills. And it's been great to be around some adults who say the learning didn't end when we graduated, whatever we graduated from. It's actually, I've learned much more after formal education than I did during, and I learned some good things there too. I learned to read, and that was fundamental, so I appreciate the school systems for that. But learning's an ongoing process for sure.
Well, really quickly again, give us the what, when, where for the Tuesday seminar.
So that is Leadership Feedback Tuesday, 1 p.m. to 4 at UAS. Call me to sign up, 747-0373. And then the next training with 4-Acre is the following Wednesday and Thursday. That's the 27th and 28th. And you can call them to sign up, 743-1200.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Doug Osborne about the upcoming leadership development training, 1 to 4, room 229, UAS, this coming Tuesday. This is a partnership between Sitka Community Hospital and UAS.